Mike Lee, don't vote for spending bill, lawmakers had no chance to review. By Hannah Blow Knutson on March 21, 2024. Lawmakers should not vote for the $1.2 trillion spending bill released in the dead of the night, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said on Thursday, warning that members of Congress have not even had the proper time to review it. Tell your senators, don't vote for a spending bill they've had no chance to review, let alone debate or amend, Lee warned on Thursday. Congress released the text of the 1,000-plus-page bill overnight, which has not come without scrutiny. Politico described the spending bill as a conclusive defeat for House conservatives, as it reportedly includes $1 billion for Pentagon climate change initiatives and $200 million for a new FBI headquarters. Democrats are touting that climate change initiative as one of their top lines. As Appropriations Committee Democrats say the bill includes a $1 billion increase above 2023 for climate and energy resiliency. Democrats also say the measure protects women's rights by preserving the department's travel policy to ensure service members and their families can access reproductive health care, which is often leftist speak for abortions. The bill, however, also restricts funding of the controversial UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA. The full text, all 1,012 pages, can be found here. While House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said the measure contains substantial cuts to wasteful agencies and programs while strengthening border security and national defense, many lawmakers are reminding the general public that the text of the bill was released on extremely short notice. The deadline for the government shutdown is Friday, and many other Republican lawmakers have made it clear they do not support it. It is total lack of backbone, total lack of leadership, and a total failure by Republican leadership, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, reportedly said on Steve Bannon's War Room. I don't even have words for any Republican that votes for this bill. I promise you I will not be going out and supporting any Republican who votes for this bill for any position, ever again, he reportedly said. $2 trillion spending bills which increase inflation and fund the invasion are not acceptable, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, said. At 2:32 a.m., when Americans were sleeping, the swamp released its second half of the omnibus. 1,012 pages that spend $1.2 trillion of taxpayer dollars on disastrous policies, Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, said. The House is still expected to vote on this monstrosity tomorrow morning. Washington is beyond broken, he added. Remind me why, even though GOP has majority in the House and filibuster-proof minority in the Senate, the power of the purse sits idly by unused and the debt continues to pile higher and higher? Senator Rand Paul, RKY, remarked.